22, ma'am.
Number 22 is a resolution allocating $150,000 to the War Memorial Center from the appropriation for contingency account to ensure that Milwaukee County continues to honor the dead by serving living to the principles of our communities.
Supervisor Weishaar.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you to the committee for moving this item up. I asked that it be moved up. I have a sewer pack meeting coming up shortly that I need to get to in Waukesha. So I just wanted to say thank you for that. I think over the last couple weeks now, we've heard some of the issues at the War Memorial and some of the concerns that we have when it comes to operations. And I think in our last county budget, there was a 15% cut given to the War Memorial, which amounted to over $200,000 being cut from the War Memorial budget. That has put an incredible burden on the War Memorial and its ability to perform its functions at the facility. So they have made all the cost-cutting efforts that they possibly can. Staff is at a minimum. Savings have been achieved wherever they can. But the fact is that $150,000 of that will not be achieved without severely curtailing the hours and operations of the facility. Because if you have nobody to clean, if you have nobody to be there to do the to operate the facility, it won't be open. So at this time, I'm asking for the $150,000 to be transferred to the War Memorial. I'd be glad to answer any questions. Thank you.
Supervisor Joseph.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe this is the third approach in getting this $150,000. I think we had two separate attempts during budget, and I believe this was laid over at least once previously. This couldn't be worse timing for this request. Parks just had hearings this week, in fact, on the War Memorial. We are trying as hard as we can, and with a deliberate, thoughtful approach to get the War Memorial staff and the Milwaukee Art Museum staff to work together and to get agreements to address a lot of the issues with regard to the War Memorial. I am choosing my words very carefully because, Mr. Chairman, I am extremely unhappy about the press release that was put out this morning by the supervisor before us to suggest that the veterans had been blindsided by a surprise attack, which I am quoting directly from that press release, and to suggest that the, quote, War Memorial used to have a good relationship with the Milwaukee Art Museum, which suggests that's just the opposite is true, is such bad press at this time in these extremely sensitive negotiations in which everyone is trying to move forward to address some significant deferred maintenance issues in that facility. I am going to be very cautious, but I think this is highly inappropriate, and I am at this time, since we've had to address this over and over again, I am going to move denial. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
May I respond?
Go ahead, Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What you have in front of you is a 2012 budget issue. It has nothing to do with the governance structure of the War Memorial Corporation, in which Supervisor Mayo and myself put out a press release about, and what was the issue in front of Parks the other day. What this is about is that the funding cut that was given to the War Memorial in our 2012 budget is of such severity that the War Memorial Corporation, the functioning of this facility, we cannot achieve the $200,000 savings. It is not about the governance structure. It's not about any other relationships with any other entity. This is about the simple 2012 budget and the operation of the facility. That here we are coming up on Memorial Day. I would like to say to the veterans out there and to our community that we support this facility, and we, when they go there, literally by the hundreds if not thousands for the parade, that there is a clean and well-maintained facility. It has to do with operations in the 2012 budget. I have different issues with the governance structure, which myself and Supervisor Mayo made public. But the issue before you today is the operational budget of the facility for 2012, and that's what I hope to achieve with the fund transfer today. And to keep us focused on the issue is the operational budget of 2012.
Thank you, Supervisor Weishaupt. Supervisor Schmidt, then Rumble West. Rumble West and Schmidt. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm curious as if there is anybody here from the War Memorial who could speak on this and
yes,
the need
Mr.
for
Chairman.
It.
Mr. Chairman, Dave Dren.
Go ahead, sir.
Just to give a little background, the lease agreement that Milwaukee County has with the War Memorial and the Art Museum, it makes the War Memorial responsible for providing all the building services for both buildings. The tax levy support to the War Memorial was cut by $188,000 last year. The other 20-some thousand dollars was a cut to the Art Museum direct funding, so I just wanted to make that clear. So at the same time when we received this cut, of course, building the operations always increase. Utilities is something that we can't really control, and the use of utilities. I can do things in the War Memorial that can help save money. I can do setbacks. I can turn fans off, but I can't do that for the Art Museum. It's my job for Milwaukee County to protect the art. And so we have to have constant temperatures and humidities in the galleries all the time, 24 hours a day. In the past, when costs have risen, we've been able to offset them by increasing our revenues and making some internal strategic moves that have saved money. But with this cut, we just can't do it. I've already put in place some cost-saving ideas. We've eliminated two part-time positions. That's going to put a strain on the regular staff for our very busy summer. We're doing things like we're going to switch a great portion of the facility to LED lighting so we can bring down the cost of electricity. So it's just going to be very difficult. And the issue is going to be I'm in front of you now, but at some point in time, if we don't get some relief from Milwaukee County, I'm going to have to be back because I am not getting any help from anyone else to fill this budget gap. And what happens in October, September, down the road when I don't have money to pay the utility bills? So that's the issue before us, and that's all it is.
Thank you, Mr. Trent. Any Supervisor Schmidt, Alexander, Jersey, Haas, Supervisor Robert? Did you want to get in line?
Well, yeah.
Thank you, sir. Supervisor Schmidt.
This is an issue we've been through a couple of times before. It was defeated, and there's a couple major reasons here. First of all, all our public partnerships, we're all on different committees. We're going to have to see the county executive's office here. We're going to have to review everything here. There is terrific deferred maintenance in this county. It's a problem we're not going to be able to solve on our own in the budget. We're going to have to go another outside source of income. We're going to have to change some relationships. I hope the county executive is listening because I think that does have to come. There's no way we can pay for all the deferred maintenance in our parks. There's no way we can pay for all the deferred maintenance. You go down the line, the La Terrace, Charis Alice, the Public Museum, their escalators don't work. We don't have the money to do that, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to put one against the other here. I have great respect, Mr. Dren. I think you know that for you in your job. So, but I'm not pitting people against each other. You'll be coming back, undoubtedly, okay? Well, so will all the other people be coming back to us. They'll be coming back because we can't fulfill the obligation we have to take care of everything we have. So we're going to have to figure out a new system here. And this negotiation between the Art Museum and War Memorial, as tough and difficult as it is, has to happen. It has to happen. We have to find funding sources to be able to do some of these things, or else we're going to have to make some changes in our agreements. So this is an important issue, but this is an issue that is part of a much larger whole. All our public-private partnerships, all the artifacts that we hold, buildings that we own, okay, this has to start coming in this budget. This, you are pointing to a larger discussion that's very important that we're going to have in this budget, as a matter of fact. I'm not going to take $150,000 out of contingency now, as I wasn't going to do in the budget, when there are needs everywhere else, too. And then we're just putting one against the other. And if we give you $150,000, everybody got 15% cuts. You go all through those different areas. And I hear what you're saying. But I have, you know, a fiduciary responsibility here, and I got to make sure that there's somehow try to be a level playing field. And like I'm saying, if we don't vote for this today, which I'm not going to, I'm sorry, okay, it doesn't mean this issue is over. I understand, but there's tremendous amounts of deferred maintenance, just as I've said before. And we've got to have a policy. We're just not going to nitpick and say, okay, we give you one, and we can't do anything for anybody else right now. It's going to have to be a policy in fairness that everybody can live under, and that's what we need to do in this budget. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Jurczyk?
I think you had Supervisor Alexander.
Okay, Supervisor Alexander.
Go ahead, I defer. I think there is a process in place. I appreciate Supervisor Schmidt's comments. This is difficult. I think we are trying to work through it and trying to give everyone an opportunity to weigh in on the best possible solution. There's an audit that I think does put into question the management of the War Memorial. When an audit concludes that we can't even confirm that there is no fraud in parking collections, when there's an audit that raises all kinds of issues with regard to maintenance, and I don't have to possibly make these comments in public, if we're going to try to work together and sit down and work out an agreement whereby all of the parties that use that facility can work this out. But if we're going to be pushed to the point where we have to make these comments in public, I will make them. I think we have a process being worked through right now. The chairwoman is going to work on this and is hopefully going to bring these parties together. So I'm very unhappy about the context of this morning. And I am trying to weigh my words carefully here. I do hope, and I appreciate Supervisor Schmidt's comments. I have moved denial. I hope we get this particular piece put to bed today, put to a final rest at the full board meeting, and then we can move forward trying to work on a positive solution to this instead of suggesting that someone's being blindsided or that there is some unfairness going on here, because we have really worked very hard to avoid that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, I would like to ask a question, because it's no secret that there's an issue of deferred maintenance, but I'm first wondering if this item were either denied or not taken up immediately and there was a move for a layover for a month while the Parks Committee could continue to take up the issues with reorganizations of the World Memorial entities. Sir, if you could please explain how a one-month layover, if that was a possibility, how that would affect your operations, if there would be layoffs involved or something like that, or if this is something that could take a little bit of time since we are mid-year.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I think what's going to happen is we are just going to end up carrying bills over until some point in time where they've got to be paid. So what we do is the second quarter, we'll have to lay things over to the third quarter. And then that gets bigger when we have to go from the third quarter to the fourth quarter. So an immediate layover does not affect us, but it will at the end of the year. And this is not a position I want to be in. War Memorial has balanced the budget for 54 years. I want to make it 55.
Yes.
So I'm just bringing this to your attention. We're going to be in trouble at some point in time this year.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm a veteran myself. I appreciate the War Memorial and its value. I've looked over the financials of the War Memorial to familiarize myself since I am a new board and committee member. But given the overall picture of what I'm seeing between the potential reorganization and what I'm hearing in this proposed resolution today, it sounds like moving forward with this idea would be putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound when we have the ability, given the time and using the resources at our disposal, to actually repair that gunshot wound. So, Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion for a one-month layover, if possible.
Supervisor Alexander moves layover. Supervisor Washon.
Thank you. I appreciate the motion by Supervisor Alexander. It would give us some more time to get the operational issue explored. Because one thing that I guess from the discussion that I've heard, we seem to be mixing apples and oranges. We're not talking about deferred maintenance. We're not talking about putting a new roof on the War Memorial. We're not talking about fixing a concrete stairwell or something like that. We're talking about the operational budget for 2012. Every department has a responsibility to report a deficit to the county board and the finance committee if at a point where they believe that the deficit will be $75,000 or more. The fact is, I'm on multiple different committees now at the War Memorial that I took the initiative because I know that we will be in a deficit situation because of the impossible situation that is the operational budget at the War Memorial because of the 15% cut. The fact is, Milwaukee County has made agreements with the Art Museum in which all of the utilities, some $700,000 a year, at the Art Museum are paid for by the War Memorial Corporation. They pay zero in rent at the War Memorial. So when you allocate that $1.5 million to the War Memorial Corporation in tax levy, 50% of it is actually a subsidy for the Art Museum. That 15% cut, we're not talking about doing some grandiose project. We're talking about sweeping the floors and keeping the lights on. It's the operational budget. And as Mr. Drent said, if we don't address this now, it's simple that a month from now, the item will be before you, and there will be, you know, as any department head saying, notice that there will be a deficit in this department. And just one, you know, I guess personal comment, is I just find it completely reprehensible that here we are going into War Memorial, to Memorial Day, and the 4th of July, and all of these things. This country's been at war for 10 years plus. And this committee seems to think that it's okay to give $25,000 to an organization, the Wisconsin Counties Association, who everyone says could care less about us. But for some reason, when it comes to standing up and memorializing the sacrifice that people have made for this country, that somehow we can't come up with $150,000 to pay the electric bill and to keep the lights on at the War Memorial, and to characterize that. So I think that, you know, those kind of statements that it is just, oh my God, we're not doing anything for the War Memorial. I just find those because I know a couple weeks from now, there'll be a whole lot of people marching around in a lot of parades, waving a lot of flags. And as a Marine Corps veteran myself, I just think that that is the utmost betrayal to those who have really made the sacrifices. So, Supervisor Alexander, I appreciate your motion to lay the item over, and I will be glad to discuss the issue for the next month with my colleagues as to the real fiscal situation at the moment. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Haas, Supervisor Alexander would like to say something. Would you like to defer, or would you like to speak to the layover?
I do wish to address the layover, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Haas, then Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Yes, the of course Parks Committee has just been talking about the negotiations that are going on amongst the War Memorial Center to split off various parts of it. There are several bodies under the WMC's collective, and I think we'd be best served if we did not taint those negotiations. They need to be resolved. I think they could be amicably resolved in the interest of each party's best, with each party's best interests in mind. On that note, Mr. Chairman, I support Labor.
Thank you. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just like to clarify part of my reasoning for making the motion for a layover. Again, I am very supportive of the War Memorial and its purposes and what it stands for and its mission. And I think that while there are other negotiations and other items on the table regarding the War Memorial, a one-month layover would afford us the opportunity to possibly come up with something better than simply moving $150,000 from what is essentially the county savings account or rainy day fund. I understand that this is for operating expenses. I understand that the War Memorial, because of different contracts that it's involved in and, you know, thumbs on its head, it cannot get fully upright and be made whole on its own, on its feet. But my motion is not an aggressive action to suppress the War Memorial. It is to allow this committee and this board as much latitude as possible to come up with other arrangements that will effectively long-term help the War Memorial, as I'm sure we would all agree we'd like to see happen. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. The motion is for layover. Any other comments, concerns? Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll on the motion for layover?
Supervisor Spohn?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
From the West.
Aye.
Joseph.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Thank you, Judy, and I'll be available if you need any information about the finances of the World War. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. Item number